When Oprah called Cesar Millan's approach to dogs magical, she highlighted what makes his philosophy revolutionary. Unlike typical training manuals focused on commands, Millan's approach centers on understanding dogs as animals first, addressing their primal needs before attempting to shape behavior. Dogs aren't furry humans, they're little survival machines from birth, asserting dominance by 3 days old and walking independently within weeks. By the time we typically adopt them at 2 months, puppies are developmentally years ahead of human infants. The mistake most owners make? Treating puppies like helpless babies, carrying them everywhere, indulging every whim, allowing inappropriate liberties. This well-intentioned coddling thwarts their natural development and unwittingly nurtures fear, anxiety, aggression, or dominance. The secret to raising a perfect dog lies not in treating them as furry children, but in respecting their canine nature. Think about it. In natural packs, puppies are constantly watched and corrected by adults, never left alone for long periods. They learn boundaries from day one. When we disrupt this natural education with excessive pampering, we're not showing love, we're creating confusion. Puppies are irresistibly cute. They produce pheromones that trigger protective instincts across species. But this appeal can lead to impulsive adoptions that don't always end well. Unlike adult dogs, puppies require constant supervision for their first 6 to 8 months and continued attention through adolescence. Consider whether your family can realistically adjust schedules and provide regular stimulation through play. When choosing a breed, focus on energy level over breed characteristics. All dogs are animals first, dogs second, breeds third, and individuals last. Breeding amplifies natural canine traits. Sporting breeds become focused predators. Terriers are driven to dig. The more purebred the dog, the more intense these genetic drives. Research a breed's original purpose and assess whether you can meet those inborn needs. Avoid pet store puppies, which often come from puppy mills where dogs are raised in poor conditions, resulting in behavioral issues. Mother Nature provides the perfect blueprint through canine mothers. Even first-time mothers possessed innate wisdom, demonstrating leadership that humans should emulate, gentle yet assertive, precise and balanced. During the first 2 weeks, equivalent to human infancy, puppies focus on feeding and sleeping while establishing hierarchy. From 12 to 14 days, they enter a transitional period, standing on wobbly legs, jostling for position, and playing dominance games. Their mother becomes firmer with discipline, modeling leadership and enforcing boundaries. The socialization period between weeks 3 and 14 is crucial. Good breeders create enriched environments with tunnels, toys, and play areas to stimulate curiosity. They allow puppies to work through challenges without interference. When puppies encounter fears, breeders resist comforting them, letting them process independently. The key principle? Keep the puppy safe, but never rescue. Interfering with natural learning by comforting every fear creates anxiety rather than confidence, much like how overprotective parenting can produce insecure children. The transition from a puppy's first pack to their new human family shapes their development. A common mistake is giving puppies full house access immediately. Instead, create well-defined spaces using baby gates. This structure builds their confidence and ultimately leads to greater freedom. When bringing a puppy home, bring items with the mother's and littermate's scent for comfort. Before entering, let your puppy briefly explore outside with a short leash high on their neck. Let them follow you inside while maintaining calm energy. Your demeanor will influence theirs. The first night is particularly challenging as puppies feel the separation. Set up their crate with bedding, something carrying the mother's scent, and a chew toy. When they whine, avoid offering comfort as this reinforces anxiety. Instead, use a disagreement sound and reward calm behavior. Crate training provides puppies with a den-like safe space that promotes tranquility. It teaches self-soothing when alone and creates a familiar environment for travel. Think of it as their bedroom, a place of security rather than punishment. Dogs learn naturally through observation and experience, not commands or treats. From birth, they understand energy and body language, yet traditional training often overlooks this fundamental truth. Dogs need owners who recognize them as animals first and provide appropriate leadership. Three essential elements must be provided: exercise, two structured daily walks, discipline, consistent rules and boundaries, and affection, praise, treats, and playtime. While many adopt puppies primarily for affection, balanced development requires all three elements. Dogs explore their world through smell first, then sight and hearing. Engaging their nose through activities like obstacle courses with hidden food helps prevent behavioral issues. Effective communication flows from intent through energy and body language, with sound last. Setting consistent boundaries helps dogs understand acceptable behavior. When introducing puppies to new situations, use calm, assertive energy and clear body language rather than treats or commands. Dogs don't understand names as identity. They master associations between sounds and actions based on how, when, and why they're communicated, especially the energy behind the words. Dogs are highly social animals, which explains their strong bond with humans over millennia. A well-balanced puppy needs proper socialization with both humans and other dogs. Natural socialization mimics pack dynamics. Older dogs teach proper behavior, while puppies practice social skills under supervision. Puppy socialization with people starts at home. Family members must greet the puppy with calm, assertive energy, following the no touch, no talk, no eye contact rule initially to allow comfortable adjustment. When exposing puppies to new environments, watch their comfort level closely. Consider Angel, a miniature schnauzer puppy who handled a busy cafe well until overwhelming attention from strangers made him visibly tense and withdrawn. This shows how easily sensitive puppies can develop fear without proper owner intervention. After vaccinations, introduce your puppy to controlled social experiences with various dog breeds. This exposure promotes tolerance and understanding, much like introducing children to different cultures. The transition to adolescence, 8 months to 2-3 years, often challenges owners as well-behaved puppies begin testing boundaries, a period that frequently leads to shelter surrenders. Hormones significantly affect behavior during this time. Intact males may show territorial marking and aggression due to testosterone, while females approaching their first heat can display tension-based aggression. Early training foundations become crucial. Maintain consistent energy when dogs test limits and revisit basic tools like crates and house leashes to prevent regression. Follow through calmly, avoiding situations where dogs can ignore commands. After adolescence, consistent leadership yields a mature dog with steady confidence. Adult dogs develop broader environmental awareness, unlike puppies' single stimulus focus. This expanded wisdom rewards the owner's patient guidance. Remember, raising a great dog isn't about perfection. It's about understanding their nature while providing structure and leadership through your shared journey.